This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, June 13, 2017. Firefighters battled a four-alarm fire at 41 Taft Street in Revere early this morning and overnight. See updated tweets from Revere on our MSO News Sports Twitter account for details. Ariana McNeil writes in the Salem News, parents in Beverly again demanded smaller class sizes, free full-day kindergarten, and other requests Monday night, but whether or not the city's budget will be revised to include them is unknown. A number of parents called on the city to consider these issues during the city council's budget public hearing. The comments included a couple of school committee members, Lorinda Visnick and Rachel Abel, who also felt the school's budget is inadequate. The comments came after the school committee voted on a $54.7 million budget last month, one that includes $230,000 above the original school budget increase. The extra money is to allow Superintendent Steve Hirsch to lower potentially high elementary school class sizes following parents' comments during the committee's own budget hearing. Much more on this story in today's Salem News, story written by Ariana McNeil. There appears to be unrest with the Salem State faculty over the board's selection of John Keenan as president. Bill Newell has that story.
Rick, several faculty members at Salem State University have asked to speak at the State Board of Higher Education meeting that will determine whether John Keenan becomes the school's next president. Paul Layton writes on today's front page of the Salem News, James Gubbins, president of the Faculty and Librarian Union, said several members of the union's executive committee have asked to speak at the meeting, which is scheduled for June 20th at Bunker Hill Community College in Boston. Members of a newly formed group called Concerned Faculty for Justice in Hiring are also expected to speak in opposition to Keenan's appointment, said Aviva Chomsky, a history professor and coordinator of Latin American Studies at Salem State. Chomsky said that the group was formed after the Salem State Board of Trustees voted to appoint Keenan as president on May 24. There are so many of us that were really outraged at what we saw at the Board of Trustees meeting, we said, that we want to do something, according to Chomsky. Trustees voted 7-3 in favor of Keenan, a Salem State vice president and former state representative from Salem, to succeed the retiring Patricia Meservey as president. Supporters cited Keenan's leadership and character and said his connections at the local and state levels would benefit the university. But the decision has sparked opposition from faculty and others who favored Annie Morris-Bell Sosa, saying that she is more qualified due to her long career in higher education and has a more diverse background as a Latino woman. The three Salem State board members who voted for Morris-Bell Sosa are also non-white. A survey conducted by the union showed that 71% of the faculty responded favored Morris-Bell Sosa. The Board of Higher Education has the final say on whether Keenan becomes president. The Commissioner of Higher Education, Carlos Santiago, will review the Salem State Trustees' endorsement of Keenan and make his own recommendation to the Board of Higher Education according to the board's regulations. There's more on this story in today's edition of the Salem News. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All righty, Bill, thank you. John Castelluccio writes on itemlive.com, Tuesday is going to be a scorcher. The forecast says low 90s today, and in light of that, Peabody city officials are keeping the senior center open as a public spot to cool off. Peabody Mayor Ted Betancourt's office issued a heat advisory on Monday, offering a few heat-related safety tips as well. Adults and children should use sunscreen containing an SPF 15 or higher, and wear protective loose-fitting clothing, including long-sleeve shirts and hats. The elderly, young children, and those with chronic medical conditions, especially respiratory conditions, are more susceptible to the effects of heat. And check in on the elderly and family or neighbors who may be at risk of heat exhaustion or heat stroke as temperatures climb today, Tuesday. More on this story written by John Castelluccio and itemlive.com. Gail McCarthy writes in the Gloucester Times, St. Peter's Fiesta, a Gloucester tradition paying homage to the patron saint of fishermen, provided a Beverly artist with endless scenes to paint. After 17 years of soaking up the spirit and transferring the images onto canvas, Alice Gardner has published St. Peter's Fiesta, Gloucester, Massachusetts, a children's book to honor its 90th anniversary. On Saturday, June 17, the Sawyer Free Library is hosting a launch event featuring a reading by Gloucester Sarah Favazza, the youngest child of Captain Salvatore Favazza, who founded the tradition in 1927. So again, this book launch and party celebrating the new children's book will be hosted by the Sawyer Free Library, the bookstore, and Cafe Sicilia. There will be a reading, children's activities, and Italian pastries. This will be Saturday, June 17, from 10 to 11:15 a.m. at the Gloucester Lyceum and Public Library, 2 Dale Avenue in Gloucester. Alice Gardner will be at the bookstore in Gloucester, 61 Main Street, on Saturday, June 24, from 10 a.m. to noon for additional book signings. More on the story written by Gail McCarthy in today's Gloucester Times. This is MSONewsSports.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with a North Shore Sports Update. Well, Martha's Vineyard defeated Linfield in girls' tennis in a state semifinal match yesterday, 5-0. In high school baseball, St. John's Prep beat BC High 9-7. They advance on to the Super 8 championship game on Wednesday night. Danvers High will take on Greater Bridgewater at 4 o'clock Thursday afternoon in Brockton for the Division II state title game. The North Shore Navigators finally cracked the win column. They beat Worcester 9-4 last night. They're now 1-7 on the season. The Navs will be right back at it on Tuesday morning as they travel to Nashua for a game with the first pitch at 11:05. The hot native Al Wallen of Framingham State will be on the mound for the Navs. Boys lacrosse today at Norwell High School in Division III, Ipswich versus Hanover at 5 o'clock in the Division III state semifinal game. In the D2 state semifinal, it's Beverly versus Hingham at 7 o'clock tonight. And there's always more sports at MSONewsSports.com.